The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
For many years, countless numbers of World War II veterans living in Central California, also veterans of subsequent wars, have yearned for the promised Fort Ord Veterans Cemetery to become a reality. These veterans, many now in their 80s, are referred to as the greatest generation, my generation, because we were all involved. We were together as a nation, and victory in war was more achievable then than now, when our nation is very polarized and not together. And many have yet to grasp the danger of world Islamic terrorism. Now, finally, after 14 years, AB 3035, the bill to create that Fort Ord Cemetery has been passed. And for that, kudos to State Senator Jay Denham, Assemblyman S. Salinas, and Congressman Sam Farr. The Central Coast State Veterans Cemetery Endowment Fund is now charged with acquiring the initial $4 million to proceed with this project. The yearly maintenance fund for the cemetery, however, will be the responsibility of the state. So now, why don't we the people use our creative thoughts and see how soon we can raise the necessary funds? Kudos also to World War II veteran Paul Ventura of Pebble Beach for caring so much for this project to become a reality that for years he kept the desire alive. And now, also, he has various ideas about how to raise the funds needed. If you would like to be involved in this project, call Paul Ventura at 831-626-0377 or email Paul at pfuture@pacbell.net. Let's all get involved in this worthy and much-wanted project. It's a way for us to say to those veterans who fought for us with deepest sincerity and appreciation, we thank you for the huge sacrifice you have made by putting your lives on the line for our nation. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.